Maestro, welcome back for the season that is going to be terrific this fall at the Carson Center with the Paducah Symphony Orchestra. Good gracious, you're starting off with such a concert. Puerto Rican, American, and Russian composers, very intellectual yet very romantic, but you can describe it better.
I agree, Kate. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're coming out of the gates swinging this year. This is really an exciting opening program. I met through Giancarlo Guerra, who's the conductor of the Nashville Symphony, Roberto Sierra this past year, and absolutely fell in love with his music, and he's a terrific guy and really a hot composer now. And this year we're doing actually three compositions by living composers, which I think is very, very important to start introducing to our audiences here, because at one time every piece of music was new, and I think this piece is going to nestle itself nicely into the standard repertoire very, very soon. Roberto wrote this piece in 2000, and he calls it a super fandango. Its title is Fandangos, for that reason, and he bases it off the works of Antonio Soler's Fandango for keyboard, which apparently always fascinated him. But he puts a bit of Boccherini Fandango in this and uses a bit of a Baroque musing. And at the very outlook of the thing, he uses what we call an ostinato bass, which is a bass line that sustains itself while things harmonically are changing above it all the time. And it is very similar to Ravel's Bolero. So he takes these three things and marries them beautifully into what he calls fandangos. And it's a wonderful Spanish dance that the audience will love. And we're going to have a chance this year to do a Skype call right at the concert hall with Roberto Sierra. Himself can explain to our audience, what was he thinking? That's the question I want to ask Beethoven, Mozart, Brahms when I meet them someday. What were you thinking, man? And we're going to get a chance to do that with Roberto this Saturday.
Your soloist is quite an amazing pianist. Tell me about him.
Well, Antonio Pompabaldi is an amazing musician from Italy, and now is on faculty at the Cleveland Institute of Music, which happens to be my alma mater as well. He was a prize winner with the Van Cliburn and first prize winner in the famed Cleveland competition. This is how it all started for him. Just a terrific musician, great artist, great soloist, and I thought his Rachmaninoff, when I first heard it, was exquisite. He plays this so beautifully and is so true to the score that I think, you know, sometimes you can overplay these romantic works and too much rubato, too much playing to what's not really there and trying to make it something that's really special. But he has a real understanding of how to play Rachmaninoff and deliver the essence of the artistry of this piano part. It's just amazing. So I'm looking forward to working with him. This is the first time we're working together. It's been in the planning works for about 3 years, but it just happened to work out. And this is such a great piece. People who are not even regular concert goers would have heard this piece. So this is really a great thing. We've heard it on your station many times. And it just is beautiful, romantic music.
This concerto seems to have the piano in a very bold relationship with the orchestra.
Absolutely. And it's going back and forth. Sometimes they're holding hands and just plowing along, but most of the time it's a bit of back and forth and just wonderful music. I mean, it starts off, the first eight measures is just piano alone and these honking chords. And he's just crescendoing, and he finally hits the forte where the tempo starts. And then the orchestra just starts singing this beautiful melody, and the piano at that point is now accompanying the orchestra. As you know, I've done a couple of his works already here in Paducah, because not only was he a fantastic pianist, but a wonderfully involved, passionate composer as well. And this shows off his talents and both those strengths very well.
A superficial knowledge of his life says that this piece came after a period of depression.
Yes, and his best works, I think, came after that period, because after his failure with Symphony No. 1, he literally stopped playing and stopped writing and walked away for a long period of time. And his second symphony, which we've heard, I believe it was last season here, was just a huge success in his own life, but also a success here. And this evolved from that. You'll start to hear some of the same motives, same ideas, because composers, whether it's Mozart or Beethoven, when they find something that they like, and it works, they tend to weave it into their a lot of other things again. So the same characteristics happen here with Rachmaninoff, and it's absolutely just gorgeous, gorgeous music.
We mustn't omit a note about the Hanson, please.
I like championing Howard Hanson, you know, Pulitzer Prize-winning composer from Nebraska, you know. Who would have thunk it? This guy is just something. And while he was studying at the American Academy in Rome is when this piece came to life, I believe in the 20s. And this is a really wonderful piece that he entitles Nordic Symphony, which has to do with his background, his heritage. And again, we've heard Symphony Number 2 here, and it's very lyrical and romantic. This is why this pairs very well with the Rachmaninoff. After we get off from our fandangos, our Spanish dance. And Hanson is just a great, great composer with passion. And people who borrow from Hanson are people like John Williams, mm-hmm. to give you an idea. Now, a piece that was written in 1920 that can still sound like it was written yesterday with this relevance of melody and passion will ring with our audiences as if it's new music. But he never crosses the offensive line of tonality. It's very, very a great lyricist and keeps it right in E minor very beautifully. You're going to love this piece. I love this composer, and we're going to hear more of him in the future.
And there's a value-added element to this series for the Paducah Symphony Orchestra, and that is that on Sunday night, Antonio Pompabaldi will be performing at First Baptist Church. What a treat.
Really a treat. I mean, to get an artist of his stature to do this is really, really a big coup for the symphony and our community. And you also hear, because there's one way to play a concerto with a symphony orchestra from the standard repertoire, but then you're going to see a more personal, intimate side of the artist when they play solo recital, because his choices of repertoire will be very different than the Rachmaninoff, and you get to hear him on a more intimate, more personal basis. I think it's an extraordinary opportunity. So even if you hear him on Saturday evening with the symphony, you'll see another side of Antonio playing and personality through other repertoire on Sunday.
Well, Maestro, it is a huge weekend to kick off this season for the Paducah Symphony Orchestra, and we look forward to chatting with you about each concert as they roll in.
It'd be my pleasure, Kate, and thank you so much for all your support, and keep listening, folks. Keep listening.